Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. We are brought to you, our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And also, you can access this podcast and previous podcasts at kxoradio.com.
But not yet. Mario actually has to edit out this. and then it'll be up on the podcast. And hey, welcome back. Good morning, fall. Sort of. It's only 100 degrees. This is Let's Talk About It. We're sponsored by Behavioral Health. We have a great guest for you today and probably could talk about the topic for an hour and a half. So let's, without any further ado, introduce Alex Cardenas, and he is the executive director of the local chapter of the Court-Appointed Special Advocates, a.k.a. CASA. Morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Good morning.
All right. You know, I got to say this because nuestra comunidad, nuestra casa es tu casa. Bienvenidos. Even though it's an English show,
good,
you just can't leave that pun
job.
Alone.
Yeah. Scott, good job.
Because CASA is good stuff, man.
For not being a native Valleyite, good job. Well, now you're, I guess you can say you are native. I mean,
sort of.
They'll
bury me here. Does that count?
You're adopted native.
Exactly.
Welcome, Max.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us about CASA, or better known as CORD.
Court-appointed special advocates. I know it more as CASA, but you know, we've been around since 1994. What we do is we work with abused and neglected children here in our local community, our local county. Our clients are specifically the foster children, and so we've been around since 1994. We work with the court systems. We're officers of the court. We're mandated reporters, and what we do is we work with children that are dealing with abuse and neglect. So we're in court, 4 to 5 days a week. We're doing some recreational activities with the children, but at the end of the day, what we do with the children that we represent is we are their voice. We are their voice in court, and we try to advocate for their needs. Our ultimate mission, obviously, is permanency. However, we do want to make sure that we're advocating and ensuring that they receive quality foster care while in the juvenile dependency system.
You know, CASA's got the whole kind of Southwest California thing going on. In the name, is this a local phenomenon or is this something bigger?
No, this is a national organization. There's probably about 1,100 program offices throughout the United States. We've been around since 1977 nationally, and we're almost, I know in California we're represented in every county, but this is part of a national network. But at the end of the day, I'm still responsible for keeping my doors open. So we do get a lot of support from the national level in terms of attorney services, marketing, and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, it is a local situation, and we do work very well with the local stakeholders when it comes to juvenile dependency.
Can you walk us through how? When, at what point do you get involved in the child's life?
Well, we're actually, again, we're kind of trailblazing it, and we're really unique when it comes to working with our children. And the reason I say that is because we're trying to get on the front end on dealing with children in foster care. So with that being said, a lot of times when a child is removed from its parents, there's what's called a detention hearing. The detention hearing is the first hearing in this long, drawn-out process in foster care. At the detention hearing is when attorneys get appointed. That's kind of what we're kind of mapping out as far as what is the strategy to possibly reunify this family.
So at that point, the children are already taken away.
Yeah, so children have already been removed. Hearings are set. And at that first detention hearing, and this is where our uniqueness comes in, is usually when we get assigned. Children in foster care receive or are appointed attorneys, and at that point, usually that attorney is the one that wants CASA assigned on that case. And ultimately what we do is we're an independent set of eyes and ears for the court. The bench officer, juvenile presiding judge, who's Juan Ulloa, ultimately he has to make decisions on this child. And what we try to do is give him as much information as possible so he can make a decision regarding the outcome of this child. So we're presenting information to the court in a non-objective manner. And that's what we do.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.